Just want to say a few things about it. Psalm chapter 9. And verse number 17. Verse 17 of Psalm 9, the psalmist said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." I want you to recognize them three that forget God, the last three words. It's been a burden on my heart today about what's going on in this country.
Yes.
Right. I've been studying some on Genesis over the last few days, but this verse is just on my heart. It said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. I'm glad all of us hadn't forgotten Him.
Right.
And I've never seen a day where the church don't have the concern that it ought to have that people are going to hell.
Yeah.
I won't mention three things tonight that I believe we forgot God in. I believe we forgot Him in morality. When morals start falling in a country, then the country's going to fall. I believe the country was built upon godly principles, founded on it. I believe there's been godly men and women to walk the soil of this country, live right and pray, had faith in God. And the gospel's rung out throughout this country, not only here, but America has sent out many a men and families throughout the countries of the world preaching the gospel. And I believe that's one reason, apart from God has blessed America because of how she's treated the nation of Israel. That's still in the book, Genesis 12:3. I still believe it applies to today. I believe if they bless them, then they'll be blessed. I believe if you curse them, then they'll be cursed. I believe the Abrahamic covenant blessing of God right there, the dispensation of the promises of God, I believe that's a promise that God still honors. If a nation or a people honor His nation, Israel, then God will bless them. But if they curse them, then God's going to end up cursing them. But morals have went down in this country. I want to say tonight that we ought to consider and loving sinners. I think the independent fundamental Baptist church has got so self-righteous in itself every year. It seems like year after year it gets like that. That we appear righteous by what we look like instead of what Christ has done for us. And until we will it to get our hands in the work of God and get busy to try to reach people, then the church is going to end up being responsible for sinners being turned into hell. And I say this tonight from my heart. This church has got a great potential. I don't know how many men, when I started preaching here and pastoring here, come through here, and still today, I had a missionary tell me not long ago that come through here, Brother Caldwell. He made the statement. He said, "That is a good church." But I'm telling you this tonight, this church is not up to the potential it could be tonight because we have not got out ourselves and tried to reach people with the gospel. There's no doubt if we was willing to work the field tonight that Jesus said it's what the harvest, that this church tonight could be filled every Sunday that we meet and sing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And I'll say this again, the church, thank God, is the people of God. It's not the building.
Right.
This is the house of God, but we're the saints of God that make up the church tonight. And it is the responsibility of the local assembly of believers, thank God, to preach the gospel, get the gospel out, and everything we do, support missions, thank God, do all we can until Jesus comes, amen. And we need to be busy about His business tonight, amen. The old brother Andrew's telling me about that little old mockingbird. Or that, may I say, now, what's that little old bird that drinks out of that hummingbird? That little old hummingbird. He said that little old hummingbird come down and got a jaw full of water and went over that big old forest fire that was burning forests and getting near houses. And said that little old hummingbird took his water down there and spit it out. And the rest of them said, well, that didn't help a bit. He said, it might not. He said, I want to do my part. Thank God, people in the house of God ought to say, I want to do my part. I mean, we have no right to, amen, to condemn sinners and criticize sinners and part my friend from the grace of God. We'd be lost. We'd have no knowledge of God. We'd have no peace with God. We'd never had been saved if it had not been God setting up your steps to hear the gospel, that you could respond to the preaching of the Word of God and be born again. And I'm telling you this tonight, it is the responsibility of this local church to get the gospel out, because there's a multitude of people going to hell, and there's a lot of needs tonight that people have, and until we get a hold of God and pray through and weep and seek God and get after sinners tonight, we, my friends, going to stay in the old, ain't God, the old stale state that we're in. Amen. I tell you, friend, tonight, any man that fellowships with God, what Jesus say, he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Ain't God, if you follow him, you will fish for men tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you that. Say, I would say tonight that this nation's being turned into hell tonight because the church is not doing her responsibility to reach people on a daily basis to go out with the gospel of the grace of God and tell sinners about Jesus Christ and about warning them about hell and the damnation of sin and weeping over their soul and wanting to see God do something for them tonight. I can give you a list of 25 people tonight. I could put it on this table and say, here they are. Thank God, get out there and go see them. Inbound the house of God. Do something about it. Amen. And I ought not have to do that. Thank God, y'all know them around you tonight. Them in your family tonight. Them tonight. Thank God, it's come by the house of God. Amen. It's just as much as responsibility as the local church here. Thank God, as it is the man of God that preaches here. Everybody's responsible getting the gospel out. And we're more concerned, my friend, about Social Security. Thank God, we're more concerned, my friend, about everything else. Amen. Than eternity. And as long as we're satisfied and we've got everything we want and we've set an air condition, thank God for it. Amen. I tell you, friend, hey, we're not concerned about people going to hell. When's the last time we wept? I know we couldn't. Thank God, control it no more. Amen. That's right. We're seeing people, we don't believe in hell. You know what somebody told me the other day? They said people don't care. I'd agree with them. You know how I know somebody cares? They make action to it.
Yeah.
Amen. The only people you really know that cares is the people that does something about it. You couldn't say, thank God a man would care if he didn't put action to it. People going to hell. We ain't got much time left. We forgot God in morality. Nothing's wrong no more. I still believe marriage between a man and a woman. You know God made everything distinctly different. He made night and day different. He made woman and man different. Amen. He just made everything different. There's no two people alike.
It'd be crazy tonight to look at a Baptist church and think that preacher wants everybody just to be alike. No, they need to be like-minded according to the book. But they need to be who God made them.
Amen.
That's right. Do you know one of the things Nimrod tried to do? He wanted to globalize the world. He wanted everybody to follow him. That's why he's wanting to be on the tower of heaven to dethrone God.
Right.
And he wanted to be in the dominant race. That's why God came down and confused his language and they were spread out.
Right.
God don't want two people to be alike. That's why God put Adam, and then he gave him a wife. He gave him Eve. Amen. And she come from the rib of that man, and she became his helpmeet, and she was gave to the man, and no, listen, God sanctified it. God blessed it. That was the first marriage. And God said, let that man leave his father and mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Hey, we've left morality. Anybody that, my friend, that can take a look even at nature itself says it's an abomination in the eyes of God that there'd ever be a justification of two men or two women wedding or being together. And my friend, that's sickening. That's an abomination. It's ungodly. It's unhealthy. It's brought the judgment of God. It's probably the last damning sin that's going to bring judgment on America because of what's going on. We forgot God and morality, and we call evil good and good evil. Hey, we're in a bad shape. We better wake up. We forgot God tonight.
That's right.
Them little old youngins going down to that schoolhouse now, they say they're going to come up with these things now, showing these men with men, women, women.
Yep.
It's just going to progress. Once sin creeps in, it's going to progress. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
It don't mean we ought not take a stand for God, not let truth fall into the street. But the fact of it is, it's progressively getting worse. Morality. Amen. You didn't hear about them things when I was growing up. Amen. If you heard of anything like that, that was in secret. Amen. That's right, brother. It's a morality that America has left the way of God. They don't even have no morals no more.
Amen.
It's a sad day, but women don't even take care of their children no more. I mean, they don't even have a natural affection for that little child. They'd rather give them up. They'd rather go do something else. Hey, friend, the Bible said they'll be without natural affection. That's not morality, friend. When you give up your own children, ain't God that animals don't do that.
Right.
You mean them doctors can shed innocent blood? I won't tell you something tonight, friend. That child's a child at conception. Anybody believes any otherwise, a liar, and the truth ain't in them. God help, John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb. I mean, when that child was formed, brother, thank God, God brought that womb, that seed of that man to the womb of that mother, and brother, God brought conception, and that child began to form. Hey, man, I'm telling you, friend, David said that in Psalm 139. He said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He talked about the parts of that child in the womb. I'm telling you, we're living in a day where many shall innocent blood, and my friend, ain't God a sin? It's a sin against God, and God's going to judge a land for innocent blood being shed. Amen. That's right. The liquor crowd's as big as it ever has been. College campuses is full of it. Racial mixing. Liquor, drugs, everything under the sun going on. And you know what they want to do? They want to send them down to the psychologist. They don't need no psychologist. They need, thank God, a preacher. Tell them what Jesus can do for them. Psychology. They talking to the mind. They need something in their heart.
Right.
Morality has left this country. People don't even get married no more. They'd rather live together that the government can support them and have as many children as they want and expect God, hard-working people to pay the bill. Amen. God help us. Not morality. Where's morals? Where's a lady anymore? Thank God, look like a lady, act like a lady, smell like a lady, just walk like a lady, and men be men, thank God. I mean, look like a man, act like a man, dress like a man. I'm telling you, we've left her, friend, and anything goes in these days. You can't hardly preach the Bible to nobody much. There's some old, thank God, somebody get mad if you open to some text.
Right.
I'll say this tonight. We ought to take it what it says.
Yeah. Right.
I like what Brother Billy Mitchell said.
Yeah.
I might not live everything you preach, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had my hide plowed and pulled off. I mean, I've had my hide plowed, friend. I don't mind a man how hard he preaches, as long as he's doing it to help me and love me.
Yeah.
If he's just doing it to skin my hide and say he done it, that's not the Spirit of God. He said he speaks the truth in love. And the truth is love, and it's falling into the street. And that's why he said truth has fallen into the street. Hey man, it's been misused. And my friend, for filthy lucre and greed. Hey man, but I'm telling you that we've left and forgot God in morality. I'll say this too. We forgot God in our message today.
Yeah. Right.
This is the most apostate day we ever lived in. I don't know when easy believism come in, but buddy, it swept this country and everybody cared more about numbers than they did the glory of God.
See it.
Right.
I'm for it, praise God. I like to see every pew filled in here.
Amen.
But I tell you, this is His church and He'll have to build it.
Amen.
And I do believe God will add to the church such as should be saved. And I do believe it's the responsibility of the church not to sit on the church pew and say, well, the Lord will send them in. No, He sent you to go get them.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. He didn't say, now fellas, just sit here and they'll come. He said, no, see, even, as I have gone, even so send I you.
Right.
And we got a message today without repentance.
Right.
Repentance is a forgotten message today in the Baptist church.
Right.
You don't hardly hear repentance no more. You hardly hear anything about hell anymore. You hardly hear anything about Holy Ghost conviction anymore. Oh, you hardly hear about the truth of Christ. We forgot the message. I hear men try to play church crowds and play to the ears of men. It burdens me. I see I'm not the best preacher. I'm down the totem pole. But it burdens me to actually think that men play the ears of people. And it's religious politics in camp meetings and preachers meetings and church meetings. And it becomes religious politics. And I want to get my agenda across and I want you to vote for me. Instead of just for the glory of God. Instead of just preach what God says from the love of God and the heart that God's given a man. We forgot God. That's left ain't up in apostasy tonight. That means the Bible said in the book of God, He said they have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof, from such turn away.
Right.
He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers,
right,
having itching ears.
Yes, amen.
Who have turned their ears from the truth unto fables. Just give me something fictitious. Make me feel good, preacher. Tell me a grandma story so I can cry a while.
Yeah.
I ain't against telling grandma stories, but it better be Holy Ghost stuff.
Yes, amen.
Men have learned to say what works to crowds instead of weeping and praying and bringing truth into the pulpit to love their people and help them to a godly and holy life. That they're not just a mechanical robot when they leave a house of God. That they got a burden and they got heart. And when sinners see them, they'll say, that person cares for me and loves me. That church prayed for me. We've left God and forgot Him in our message. And then I'll say this in our food. We forgot God in our manners. We're some of the most unthankful people that walk in shoe leather. We are like the Israelites. Thank God we've been blessed and we still murmur and complain about things. Thank God it's not going our way. And friend, it's not nothing but an unthankful heart.
Yeah.
You know, Mom and Daddy's on the back row tonight. And I've said this before, when she was here and when she wasn't here. That was a requirement in our home. That if anybody ever done anything for you, it was thank you, and I appreciate it. Today, people think that they owe them that.
Yeah.
We're raising a generation that thinks that we owe them something.
Yeah.
Me and my wife told our children that's just courtesy, that's manners, that's character, that when somebody does anything for you, you say, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. My mama drilled me on that every time we went to visit anybody. Now, if they give you a glass of water, if they do anything for you, you make sure you say thank you. And if you don't say yes, sir, and no, sir, if you don't say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, when you boys get home, you'll get a spanking.
Right.
Well, they don't even know what a stick is now. We've left our manners. We forgot God in manners. Yes, manners. It's sad when lost people have better manners than saved people. I mean, even the manner. I don't believe, this is my belief in the Scripture, Sunday's not the Sabbath day.
Right.
We worship on the first day of the week. Acts chapter number 20, they met the first day of the week. For Corinthians, they gave on the first day of the week. It's just the resurrection day. Amen. But every day is to be respected and worship God. It's just a day we've set aside to come to the house of God and have fellowship and hear preaching and love Jesus when worship and enjoy the good fellowship of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. Hey, friend, that's just the way it is. I mean, we worship and come on the first day of the week.
Yeah.
The manners of people on the Lord's Day now. Mow their grass, wash their cars.
Right.
You know lost people wouldn't have done that 40 years ago.
Right.
They wouldn't have done it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I ain't God to spend a dollar bill. I'm not saying it's wrong. I ain't God, my friend, to put some gas in your car if you have to. I'm not in that much bondage. But I am saying this. It ought to be something respected. I ain't God of things we just don't have to go do all the time. And we ought to try to make a practice. This is God's day, the first day of the week. And it ought to be a time of worship. Ain't God in rest. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Our manners. We forgot God in our manners.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now, I've heard a lot of the old preachers say this. I heard Rob Barnard say it. I heard Leonard Ravenhill say it. And he's one of them revivalist preachers. I've heard a lot of them old men of God say it. Brother Wade Evans' daddy probably said it. He probably said, make much of the Lord's day. He said, when they started abusing the Lord's day and making it like another day, then my friend, it lost its effect to sinners.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. our manners. We forgot God in our manners. Even how we dress, even how we treat the house of God, even how we come and worship. Hey, God, we got enough, my friend, flesh in our thoughts and in our lives. Sometimes we come to church, we can't even have a spiritual service. Hey, God, until the man of God is through preaching, amen. Sometimes after I preached, I feel like now it's time to preach.
Yeah.
I felt like that Sunday morning. After I preached, people was going out, and I felt the Holy Ghost in me. I said, man, it's about time to preach right now. See, a lot of times when we come through them doors, our manners, our attitude, our effects is not where it ought to be. We forgot God.
Yeah. Right.
Listen to me. You don't turn God on like you do that light switch.
Right.
You don't live for the world 6 days a week and walk in the house of God on the Sunday morning and expect you're going to have a fervor for worship.
Right.
Amen. I mean, praise God. That's something you ought to do every day. But we forgot God in our manners. Let me say this before I close. We got a generation coming behind us. You're the future of the church. Now, I won't say this tonight. I've had preachers say this too. He said, you know, I recognize in your church you got to give me younger couples and children. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Y'all, young children up there singing, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing to look on the pews and see young couples and see little children. That's just a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You want me to get on you a little bit?
Come on.
It's a bad thing when they look at older people sat there like the dead.
Amen.
And I classify me as an older person. I'm 53. You probably thought that's pretty old when you were 16.
Yeah. Sure it is.
I tell you, the older you get, the more you see you're not old no more. You say, when you're old, when you get there one day, I reckon.
You'll find it.
That's right. Amen. But you know what? You know what it is? You think about this tonight. You think about what I'm about to say. You do it. You work and live like you 25 most a lot of times.
Well,
that's right. Because that's your mind. That's your mind. Your body says no to it.
Does it ever?
That's right. But your mind don't say that. My mind says when I go by that court, I say, I'd like to get out there with them. My body says you'll suffer for a week. That's just the way it is. That's the way life is, friend. But I'm going to tell you what, when it comes to the Holy Ghost, it comes to God in a man, it comes to the power of God in an individual. Thank God it ought not never think I can. Ought to be an action, ought to be the Holy Ghost in a man tonight. Thank God that goes with God and shows example to a young generation that God is alive. Amen. I'd hate to think. I really would hate to think. And I don't know what I'm going to be like. I might not even be living tomorrow. But if I live another 20 years, I'll be 73. How will you be?
20 years.
20 years, how are you going to be?
39.
It's hard to believe, ain't it? I've been here 24 soon. I was here before you was born. So 20 years is not a whole lot if Jesus don't come.
No.
You want me to get up and be a little soft then? Get up and give you a sermonette? You want me to preach like this? 73 years old, I want to preach like this.
Amen.
I might not have as much energy, but thank God I want to have some coal in my stove, amen.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you older people and older adults, thank God these boys here and these girls here, they ought to see you testify in the Holy Ghost. They ought to see you praise Him. They ought to see you raise your hand. They ought to see you thank Him. They ought to see you on the altar. What have we forgot God? We're too liberal, amen. I know it wasn't but 2 over 20 went to Canaan. Rest of them said it can't be done. They saw them giants. And in fact, I think Nimrod may have been a giant. God put him down.
Yep.
That's right. We forgot God. We forgot Him.
Yeah.
We forgot God.
Yeah.
Morals, message of the gospel, manners in our life and in our worship. Got 2 minutes. I'll hold you long night now. I went past my time. You know what Andrew Tonkin said the other night, the other morning we ate breakfast with him. You know what he said? He said, I'm really praying that God give me a lot of wisdom on how to reach the world over the internet. And he said, but you know, in this day and time with all these new contraptions and games and how people are, he said, the average attention span for a young child, 4 minutes. I'm doing pretty good if I can keep your attention 40. That's right. Yeah. God help us. God help us. I thought this today, walking in the back of the church, Lord, I sure do miss 20 years ago. Lord, I miss Pete and Maurice and CW. And I miss them. There's loved ones, grandparents, I could go on. Now I can't, and I know Clark, he physically wasn't able to come to church some. But I can't hardly look over the horizon of that mall and think. I miss seeing him. I'm going to tell you what, there's something with memory. And I'm going to tell you this. Peter said this. He says, stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance.
That's right.
And you remember what God used to do and what God has done and what God has done lately.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what. You can stir yourself up to that, Brother Redmond.
Yeah.
You can go back today, son. You had to pray yourself to sleep.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You can go to that, too. About everybody in here can say, I remember a day I had to pray myself to sleep. But I'll tell you what, they ended up being good days. I'll tell you what, God's our hope tonight.
Amen.
He's our hope.
Amen.
We don't need to forget Him.
Amen.
We need to keep Him. We need to keep Him before us.
Amen.
Put Him in His rightful place. Seek Him first in all things. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you being here.